with this story, what was the creativity in making this film?
What is the
inspired him to write this film?
무엇이 영화에 대한 영감을 주셨는지?
처음에는 내가 그 성장한 배경 때문에 그런지 카톨릭 신부에 대해서 관심이 있었어요. 신부가 느끼게 되는 그 회의, 신앙에 대한 회의, 그리고 죄를 짓고 싶은 그런 유혹에 빠졌을 때 어떻게 행동할 것이냐, 이런 것을 영화로 만들고 싶었는데, 그러다가 이제 그가 뱀파이어가 되면 어떨까 하는 생각이 이제 생각이 미친 겁니다. 그때 동시에 든 생각은 뱀파이어 영화들에서 신부가 하는 행동들이 늘 똑같았는데 반대로 신부가 뱀파이어가 된다면 어떻게 될까? 또 송곳니가 길게는 자란다거나 그런 또 십자가 나무 마늘에 대한 그런 컨벤션들 클리셰 있잖아요. 그런 것이 없는 그런 영화를 만들면 어떨까 하는 생각이 갑자기 확 들었던 겁니다.
So, perhaps it's because of his background in growing up. He grew up in a Catholic family. So he was interested in telling a story about Catholic priest. When would be those moments when a Catholic priest might doubt his own faith, or if he was ever tempted to commit a sin, what would he do to overcome that temptation? So he wanted to do a film dealing with those sorts of things. But then he thought, what if he was a vampire? And at the same time, he was trying to think of vampire films and priests' roles in those. And it's always the same, in that they are the vampire hunters or they drive out vampires, but they themselves never become a vampire. So he thought it would be an interesting story to tell in that sense. And do it in a way, it is conventional, as in you have fangs lengthening out, or you have vampires fearing the cross or anything like that.
Why did you decide to base it on the Zola novel about Therese Rickan? I mean, given everything that you just said.
지금 이렇게 말씀하신 모든 것을 들어봤을 때 그렇다면 왜 에밀 졸라의 테레즈 라킹의 영감을
처음에 10년 전에 내가 이 뱀파이어 영화를 만들려고 생각했을 때는 두 개의 시퀀스만 구상이 되어 있었습니다. 어떻게 해서 남자가 뱀파이어 되는지, 어떻게 해서 여자를 뱀파이어로 만드는지, 그것만 있었고, 이 여자는 어디서 왔는지, 이 여자와의 관계는 도대체 무엇인지, 그런 것은 그냥 비어 있었어요. 그런 채로 그냥 내버려 뒀습니다. 여러 해 동안. 그런데 내가 어느 날 때에서 낮게 읽었을 때 너무 매료됐기 때문에 이것을 이제 영화로 만들어야 되겠다. 그래서 해서 따로따로 두 편을 이렇게 머릿속으로 굴려오고 있었던 거죠. 그러다 어느 날, 이것이 합쳐질 때 이 빈 구멍들이 테레즈 라킹에 의해서 메워지는 어떤 느낌을 받았습니다. 그래서 이렇게 된 거죠.
So when he was thinking about this vampire film 10 years ago, he only had two sequences in his mind, and those two are how Taeju or the Sanghyun or the priest's character become a vampire. So how the man becomes a vampire, and also how the woman Taeju becomes a vampire, and that. So these two were the only sequences that were in his mind, but he didn't have where did this woman come from, what was her relationship with the main character, and all these things were left blank, and he had left it as blank for a number of years. But then he came across a book called Thérèse Raquin by Emile Zola, and he was immediately drawn to that novel and wanted to adapt the novel into a film. So in his mind, there were two separate projects. But then one day he thought, what if I was to fuse these two separate films together? And thinking about that, he found that all the blanks that were still left in that vampire film were filled in. by details from Emile Zola's novel.
Having gone to a Catholic school, I was just wondering whether or not there was a particular reaction when it first came out there with the Catholic community, and how much it, what their reaction was. And then the other question was, in his research, doing all these vampire myths, do they take on new shapes and themes across different, you know, across culturally?
일단 처음 질문은 자기도 카톨릭 학교를 다녔기 때문에 이 영화가 나왔을 때 한국의 카톨릭 공동체에서는 어떠한 반응을 보였는지 궁금했고, 두 번째는 이 영화에 대한 이제 뱀파이어 전설에 대한 이제 조사를 하셨을 때 어떻게 이런 것들이 문화적으로 이제 다른 문화로 두건으로 들어가면서 다르게 이거를 또 변화시키셨는지.
우선 주변에서 이 영화가 나오면 어떤 말썽이 시끄럽게 일어나지 않겠느냐고 걱정하는 사람이 있었습니다만, 나는 한국 카톨릭이 얼마나 그 독재 정권과 싸우는 과정에서 큰 역할을 했고, 그 과정에서 한국 카톨릭이 얼마나 개방적이고 진보적인 그런 집단이 됐는지 잘 알고 있기 때문에 아마도 별로 문제 삼지 않을 것이다 라고 생각했습니다. 그냥 이건 영화일 뿐이니까 웃어 넘기는 정도의 아량이 있는 사람들이라는 것을 알고 있었죠. 역시나 내 예상대로였고요. 먼저 거기까지.
There were people around them who were worried that when this film came out it would cause some stir in the Korean Catholic community. But having been a Catholic himself, and he had belief in the Korean Catholic Church, and that Korean Catholic Church was unique in the way it fought against the communist, it fought against military dictatorship in Korea. So historically, it had a big role in fighting for democracy in Korea. And in the process, it has grown to be a more open and more sort of a liberal group of people. So he had this belief that they would not create an issue out of the film. Rather, they would have the capacity, or they would be broad-minded enough to say that it's only a movie and laugh it off. And that's exactly what happened.
심지어는 그 이 영화의 기술적인 여러 가지 문제 고증이나 이런 것 때문에. 그 도와준 신부님이나 수녀님들도 있고, 신부님들은 주인공 송강호가 뭐 무슨 성사를 이렇게 하는 거 있잖아요. 병자 성사를 한다든가, 뭐 이런 행동들을 다 지도해 준 신부님도 있고, 많은 도움을 받았습니다, 오히려. 그분들한테 미리 다 각본을 읽혔음에도 불구하고.
So on the contrary, actually, there were Catholic nuns and priests the production approached in preparing for the film. To make sure the details of what the main character does is actually correct and so on. So the Catholic advisor, he was a priest, he would teach the main character how to conduct an anointment for the sick and so on. And they were all given copies of the scripts to read, and their reaction was just that, it's only a movie.
그런 것이 이제 어쩌면 중요한 문제일 수도 있습니다. 왜냐면은 올드보이가 한국의 심의에 통과하지 못할 것이다. 그래서 이 정사 장면을 빼야 한다라고 주장했던 사람도 있었는데, 부녀지간의 정사지만 그래도 모르고 한 것이라서 괜찮다라는 것이 심의위원들의 눈에도 그렇게 보였던 거죠. 그런 것과 마찬가지로 여기에서의 주인공 신부는 자기가 원해서 뱀파이가 된 사람이 아니라는 것입니다. 바로 그 점 때문에 카톨릭 신자나 성직자들이 볼 때 이것은 오히려 자기가 뜻하지 않게 뱀파이가 됐는데 그 자기가 남의 피를 탐하고 하는 것에 대해서 책임지려고 하는, 거기에 대해 죄의식을 느끼고, 자기가 원해서 된 것도 아닌데도 그런 책임지려고 하는 태도야말로 오히려 오히려 나는 더 숭고한 태도라고 보는 거죠. 그리고 그것들이 전달이 된 것 같아요, 그 마음.
And this can actually be something that's very important as well. In Old Boy, for instance, the sex scene between the main character and his daughter. Now, his producer was worried that it might not, the ratings board might find it that needs a more restrictive rating for the film to be released. So he asked him, "Can we take that sequence away?" But it got our rating, and we were able to release it. It wasn't a more restrictive rating, and he believes that was because the evaluators at the ratings board, they were able to see the context in that these two people didn't realize that they were a father and that he was a father and it was his daughter. And if you're able to see the context, you can say that this is not out to portray an incest. In the same way, the main character in this film doesn't want to become a vampire. He wasn't his desire to become a vampire, or nor did he intend to become a vampire. On the contrary, he was inadvertently been put upon this condition of being a vampire. And despite the fact that he didn't mean to, turn himself into a vampire, he still tries to take responsibility for what he is. He still feels that sense of guilt about the things he does, even though these are the things that a vampire would naturally do. And in feeling that sense of guilt and trying, in the attempt to take responsibility, he thinks is more noble. He thinks it turns him into somewhat of a hero character, which probably the Catholic community didn't have any problem with.
That actually leads into a question I have, because this movie is so graphic sexually compared to many other Korean films, and I wondered if that was intentional to sort of shock or provoke, or was it just part of the character's journey? And the second part of that is, you work with actors that are so popular. Song Kang-ho is such a popular actor, and you're making him do these, you know, very raunchy things. And I wondered if between him and the actress, was there any hesitation to take this part? And also, did Song Kang-ho have to train or lose weight because he looks very thin?
지금 감독님의 영화에서는 굉장히 이제 그 적나라한 정사 신이 나오는데, 이거는 한국 영화에서는 자주 볼 수 없는 것이었다고 합니다. 그렇다면 이것은 그냥 캐릭터의 여행을 떠나는 데 있어서 필요한 부분이었던 건지, 아니면 그냥 뭔가 충격을 위한 것이었는지가 궁금했고, 또 감독님은 항상 인기 있는 배우들과 함께 작업을 하시는데요. 이렇게 선정적인 장면을 하는 것에 대해서 그 송강호 선배님 같은 경우 문제가 없으셨는지, 일말의 주저함도 없었는지 궁금하고, 또 이 역을 하기 위해서 몸을 좀 만드셔야 됐었는지, 왜냐하면 굉장히 영화에서 말라 보이신다.
예, 이 정사 장면은 신부의 입장에서 정말 절대로 넘어서는 안 되는 선을 넘어가는, 그래서 죄악의 구렁텅이로 굴러 떨어지는 그런 순간이고, 여자의 입장에서는 어떤 해방감 같은 것을 일으키는 그 지옥과 같은, 감옥과 같은 결혼 생활에서 로부터의 해방 뜻하는 그런 순간입니다. 그래서 이 장면들은 그냥 슬쩍 정사를 했다라고만 하고 넘어가 버릴 수 있는 성질이 아니고, 그 과정에서 두 사람이 어떤 표정을 짓고 어떤 자세를 취하고 무슨 대화를 하는지, 어떤 소리를 내는지, 이런 것들이 하나하나 다 중요하다고 생각했습니다. 먼저 감독님.
With regards to these sex scenes, these are very important part of the film, because this is the moment when, as a priest, the main character steps over that line that could not be crossed. It is a moment when he makes that downfall he makes the moral downfall for a priest. And also for the woman, it is a moment of liberation. For her, she feels this great sense of liberation. She feels liberated from this marriage, which to her felt like hell, or which to her felt like a prison. So for these two characters, this is such an important moment that I just could not say, well, they, and so they had sex. We just could not do that. And they, every facial expressions and every position and every noise they make, everything that they say, it was all very important that you are able to see these details and just think about what these moments mean for them.
송강호 씨는 물론 전혀 주저함이 없었죠. 한국 배우는 할리우드 배우들에 비하면 어떤 그런 뭔가 영화를 위해서 해야 할 일이 있을 때 뭔가 이렇게 주저한다거나 나는 좀 이런 거 싫어 못하겠어 이런 그런 말을 한다는 건 굉장히 큰 수치로 합니다. 전혀 그런 것은 없었습니다. 그리고 물론 저기 감량했죠.
Of course, and 송강호, of course, he lost weight for the role, and he's a kind of actor. He didn't have any hesitation in with these raunchy, raunchy things, because he's the kind of actor. If there's something that has to be done for the film, he finds it a shame for an actor to say no or shy away from what is required for the film.
And was it the same for the actress?
여배우도 그런 느낌이었으셨는지.
예, 아무래도 한국의 한국의 여자는 그런 면에서 훨씬 더 부끄러움을 많이 탄다고 할 수 있죠. 그런데 이제 이 경우는 애초에 처음부터 이런 영화다, 이런 장면이 어느 정도로 있다라는 것을 처음부터 알려주고 시작했기 때문에 그리고 내가 스토리보드를 자세하게 그려서 처음부터 제시했고 이런 줄 알고도 하려면 하자. 그 이후에 계약이 이루어졌습니다. 계약서에 사인이 이루어졌습니다. 그러니까는 그것은 뭐 설득하거나 할 문제가 아니었다는 거죠. 그녀가 그것을 받아들이든가 말든가였을 뿐 선택의 문제였던 거죠.
So as a Korean woman, she was more shy about the fact that there are these scenes, but in this instance, she already had an expectation of what kind of what level of sex scenes there will be involved in doing this film, and this is something one of the things that he talked to about from the outset, and he's the kind of director who storyboards everything in his movie, and of course it involved the sex scenes as well. So he showed her the storyboard, and she knew exactly what was involved with these scenes. So there was a choice. From the onset, you know all about what's involved with respect to sex scenes. And if you want to do it, you can do it. If not, leave it. So there wasn't any convincing involved or anything like that. It was a choice. It was a simple choice whether or not she took it as a whole package.
Two questions. What did he consider, or what would people consider worst violation, becoming for a Catholic in particular, becoming a Catholic or having sex for a priest? And also, you know, as we know, this Korean horror film trend and extreme films has been happening. Do you think it's an account of the getting rid of the dictatorship and then feeling that freedom so that you could do something to push the envelope or do something extreme?
Can I just double check your first question? What would a Catholic find a worse violation? Being a vampire or being a
knowing a priest is having sex and especially enjoying it and having wild sex like he's having.
두 가지 질문인데요. 첫 번째는 카톨릭으로서 볼 때 어떤 것이 더 심한 죄일까요? 신부가 뱀파이어로서 피를 먹는 거 아니면은 그러니까 신부임에도 불구하고 섹스를 하는 것.
우리는 이렇게 생각했어요. 이 뱀파이어가 그 피가 수혈된 이후에 이 사람은 그 시각이나 청각과 같은 여러 가지 후각이나 그런 감각적으로 굉장히 예민해지고 그리고 굉장히 힘도 강해지고 그런 변화가 있는가 하면 충동을 억제할 수 없는 그런 변화도 겪게 됩니다. 그래서 피를 탐하는 것이나 또는 여자를 탐하는 것이나 그에게 있어서 같은 이유로 이루어지는 것이기 때문에 결국 나는 이것은 별로 다른 어느 게 더 그렇다고 말하기 어려운 같은 것이다 라고 생각을 하는 겁니다.
He answers it in this way. After he gets the blood transfused into him, the main character becomes extremely sensitive in eyesight or his hearing or his sense of smell. It becomes very sensitive, and also he becomes very strong. But another change that takes place with him is that he becomes less able to control his urges, control his desires is one of the changes that he goes through. So for this character, for him to desire for blood or lust after a woman, for him it's born out of the same reason, the fact that he's lost that ability to control his urges. So if you're looking at it in that context, to him, it's neither one is more of a violation than the other. When you're looking at it from his perspective. 두 번째는 이제 한국에서 이제 일단 성향을 보면은 일단의 성향을 보면은 꽤나 이제 표현이 극단적인 게 많은 것 같은데 또 이런 것들이 보면은 이제 독재 정권을 밀어낸 그 자유를 획득한 그런 자신감 같은 데서 이런 표현에 있어서의 그 자유로운 것들이 많이 봤는지
예 그런 것 있는 것 같고요. 왜냐하면 그런 강렬한 표현의 욕구, 표현의 자유가 많이 억압된 세월을 길게 보냈기 때문에 그것이 이제 그 자유를 획득한 지금은 그것을 마음껏 누리고자 하는 그런 욕망이 막 생기고 그런 데서 오는 환희가 있는 거죠. 그것은 폭력과 섹스의 문제만은 아닙니다. 예를 들어서 JSA라는 영화에서 내가 주인공이 최고의 스타 중에 한 명인 송강호의 입에서 조선인민공화국 만세, 위대한 김정일 장군 만세라고 막 하는 장면이 나옵니다. 그것은 물론 그 극중에서도 연기입니다. 그 남들 보라고 진심으로 하는 행동이 아니라 연기로 하는 행동이죠. 그리고 내가 조선인민공화국이나 김정일 장군을 정말 그렇게 숭배하지도 않습니다. 그럼에도 불구하고 한국의 상업영화에서 스타의 입을 통해서 그런 말, 그렇게 금기시 된 그런 말을 할 수 있게 됐다는 점. 그거 자체가 나한테 굉장히 막 그 어떤 전율 같은 걸, 카타르시스 같은 걸 느끼게 해줬습니다. 그런 지금 이제 그런 면이 하나 있고 두 번째로는 한국 사람들이 너무나 그런 긴 세월을 그렇게 보내다 보니 이 감정의 기복이 굉장히 커졌습니다. 그래서 그 진폭이 굉장히 크기 때문에 영화들도 이렇게 좀 익스트림하게 자꾸 나오는 게 아닌가 생각합니다.
So he would have to say yes in that years of military dictatorship and having earned that freedom, it does give in a sense confidence to express themselves in this strong or extreme way, especially because for a long time that freedom of expression has been suppressed. So after that, the freedom has been achieved, there is a desire, that joy to be able to tell whatever story in whatever form that they want to. But this is not only to do with scenes of violence or sex, but when you look at his film JSA, at the time, he was able to work with the most biggest star in Korea, and to have him say the lines, glory to, I cannot remember the exact line, so forgive me if it's slightly different. But if if he said, you know, glory to the North, you know, People's Republic of Democratic Korea, or if he said, glory to Kim Jong-il, our dear leader. Of course, this character, even this character in the film, he's pretending that he means these things. He doesn't actually, but he's only saying this to get out of a situation in the story. Even then, with this, you don't have to think about the context, but just the mere fact. And he also says that he doesn't. Have any? He doesn't admire a North Korean leader or North Korean regime. It's not the reason why he has this dialogue in the film, of course. But the mere fact that whatever the context, that these words can come out of a mouth of a major film actor in a commercial film was such a change of climate in Korean film and Korean arts. So he felt a sense of catharsis when he was able to do this.
The metaphor of vampirism.
Oh, sorry. There was another part of this answer. And also in Korea, having spent a long time, having many years under military dictatorship, Korean people have seemed to develop a tendency to have huge fluctuations in their emotions, and this is probably another part of the reason why these films are expressing them, having these scenes in there. Sorry, sir.
I think the metaphor of vampirism, as the audience is concerned, the American audience is concerned, is not one of loss of control or lack of morality, or it's a moral downfall. It's more about nocturnal release. It's really more about nocturnal lifestyle choice. People see vampirism as a kind of sexy release from the humdrum routine of their daily lives. That's what the metaphor that's working on the HBO series right now, that's what, to a certain extent, the Twilight films, I mean, that seems to be the way most people take it. Obviously, Therese Racan and that work is about, clearly about moral downfall, and the film is about moral downfall, but there's it's kind of a different take on the morality of it, I think, as Emile Zola saw it, and as I think most people now in this country see it, and I was wondering if you could comment on that.
이 영화에서 미국 관객들에게 있어서 이제 뱀파이어라는 비유는 제어를 잃는다는 것보다 아니면은 도덕적인 것에 것이 이제 희박해진다는 것보다는 조금 더 밤의 해방감, 밤의 그 생활에 대해서 밤 생활에 대해서 밤 문화에 대한 비유가 아닌가 싶다고 자기는 생각을 한다고 그래서 지금. 어떻게 보면은 이제 재미없는 그 일상, 비루한 일상생활에서의 섹시한 해방감을 느끼는 것이 그 뱀파이어라는 비유 아닌가. 실제로 이제 지금 HBO의 그 트루블러드라는 시리즈를 보면은 그걸 그 테마를 가지고 다루고 있고요. 뭐 본인이 보기에는 이제 테레스 라켄 물론 그 도덕적인 나락의 이야기이고 그 각지 또한 그렇지만은 테레스 라켄이 가졌던 시각과는 또 사뭇 다른 앵글인 것 같고요. 그런 맥락에서 하지만 거기에 그걸 보는 또 다른 앵글도 이렇게 있을 거고요. 거기에 대해서 어떻게 생각하시는지 조금 이제 질문을 명확하게 해달라고 요구하고 싶으시면 될 것 같아요.
이 영화에서는 여자 캐릭터는 좀 그런 면을 갖고 있는 것 같아요. 이 여자는 뱀파이어가 됐다는 것이 이 여자에게는 어떤 저주가 아닙니다. 그녀는 이 자기 새로운 정체성을 즐기는 것처럼 보이고 물론 밤이라서 좋아하는 것은 아닌 것 같아요. 왜냐하면 집을 그렇게 하얗게 낮처럼 하얗게 칠해놓고 싶어하고 아침에 골목 씬을 캠코더로 녹화해서 재생시켜놓고 마치 지금이 낮은 것처럼 믿고 싶어 하는 걸 보면, 그러나 어쨌든 간에 욕망과 본능에 따라서 그 폭력과 폭력 행위를 막 저지르고 다니는 것에 대한 해방감 분명히 느끼고 있는 것 같습니다. 그런 반면 이제 이 남자 캐릭터는 에게는 이 사실이 그 전혀 다른 거죠. 그것은 계속 그 자기에게 고민거리를 안겨주는, 난 내가 원해서 된 것도 아닌데도 이것은 내가 죄의식을 느껴야 될 것이냐에 대한 고민을 계속 안겨주는 거죠.
So when it comes to the woman, Tae-joo's character, you could say that that metaphor of vampirism being a metaphor for nocturnal release is probably true for the woman. To her, becoming a vampire is not a curse. She rather accepts this new identity as a vampire, and she seems to even enjoy it. Of course, she doesn't. It doesn't seem that she particularly prefers to be out there in, during the night. However, based on the fact that she paints her room, paints the interior all white, and takes video clips of daytime scenery to play it back so that she can at least try and recreate the sense of there being sense of her being in the daytime. But at the same time, she revels in the fact that she doesn't have to control all her desires and all her instincts, and to be able to go around doing all these things. And she seems to be going through a great. She seems to enjoy the sense of release or sense of liberation, which is in stark contrast compared with the character of the man, who finds this as a conundrum, or is fine. Sorry, not a conundrum, but it's a serious moral dilemma that he's faced with, and it's a source of his suffering.
This film was sort of like a co-production with Focus. I was just curious, did you ever get sort of like tempted with making a totally like a Hollywood film with American cast? And also talk about that remake of like an old boy through the DreamWorks.
그, 이 영화가 지금 저희가 공동제작이라는 말을 듣고서 생각했던 거는 미국에서 헐리우드 식으로 만드시고 싶은 유혹은 없었는지, 미국 배우들과 배우들을 데리고 그런 유혹은 없으셨는지, 이제 미국 헐리우드 영화로 만드시는 것 같아요. 제가 첫 번째 질문이고.
예, 이 영화는 그럴 만한 소재가 아닙니다. 이것은 뱀파이어리즘이나 캐톨리시즘이 서양에서 유래된 것이 한국에서 어떻게 그런 것이 들어와서 어떻게 한국 사람들이 거기에 반응하는지 그런 것을 중요한 팀이라고 생각하고 만든 영화이기 때문에 이것을 미국 배경으로 미국 배우가 하는 만한 얘기는 아니라고 생각합니다. 물론 뭐 어떤 다른 관점에서 이 스토리를 그냥 만들 수는 있겠지만 리메이크 할 수는 있겠지만 내 관심사하고는 좀 다르다는 거죠.
He just didn't feel that the subject matter of this film lended itself to for it to become a Hollywood film with an English-speaking cast. And this is because one of the themes that he deals with in this film is a sense of things that are from the outside infiltrating into the inside. And part of this is portrayed by the fact that vampirism or Catholicism, which is a very Western tradition or Western part of the Western culture, makes its way into Korea, and it's interesting to see how these Korean characters react to it or react to this, whether they reject it or they accept it. So this sense of, and in a broader sense as well, it's like when you have the virus infiltrating into the body, this is also an element that is from the exterior infiltrating into the interior. Or this character of Sang-hyun going into the family of three, this married couple and the mother. So he's trying to deal with this theme as well, and to do it as set in America with American cast, he just didn't think it was in his interest to do it that way. Of course, the film would be able to be remade if you were to think about it and still deal with the same idea of things from the exterior entering inside. But for him, it was just more natural to be doing it this way, to make it as a great film.
What about the question about Oldboy?
Yeah. 올드보이 리메이크에 대해서는 어떻게 생각하시는지?
예, 뭐 빨리 보고 싶어요. 그 어떻게 다르게 영화를 만들지 굉장히 궁금하고 또 어떤 다른 배우들이 하니까 다른 배우 그러니까 완전히 똑같이 만들더라도 배우만 달라졌다고 해도 영화 완전히 느낌 달라지잖아요. 그러니까 어떻게 달라질지가 너무 궁금해서 이 일본에서 출발한 이 스토리가 한국을 거쳐서 미국으로 와서 어떻게 어떤 과정들을 변화의 과정들을 겪어 나가는지 이 세계의 작품들을 비교하는 것은 이제 흥미로운 일이 될 것 같습니다.
Well, all you can say on that is that he can't wait to see the film, and also to he looks forward to seeing what how it'll be different from his own film as well. Because if you can imagine, even if it's the same film, if you cast a different set of actors, it will just give off a completely different feel to the film. So if it was adapted from a Korean film and made it if the film had this is going to be an American film with American actors, and it would no doubt be much different from this film, and he would expect to see what changes there would be from his film. Like, it's interesting to see that this story, which originated from Japan in the original manga, has come through Korea, been turned into a film, a Korean film, and then now it's going to America, and to see what would result from that, and to see what differences there, what changes there were in different steps, in each step, would be a very interesting exercise to look at that.
어떤 사람들은 나한테 당신이 이렇게 한 거를 망쳐놓을까봐 걱정되지 않느냐라고 묻는데 나는 반대로 미국 리메이크 영화가 내 영화하고 별로 다른 점이 없다면 굉장히 실망할 것 같아요.
Some people have in the past come up to him and say, well, aren't you worried about Americans making this film and ruining your original film? But he doesn't actually think of it that way at all. I mean, if it was actually exactly the same as his film, he would actually find it boring. So he would expect it and he would like it to be completely different from his film.
What's he doing next?
Yeah, can we just very quickly ask what he's doing?
Next? Working on that? 다음 영화가 뭔지.
네, 지금 구상 초기 단계라서 뭐 아직 이렇게 말씀드릴 게 별로 없습니다.
It's very early days of it's very early idea stage, so he hasn't got much to tell you.
Thank you, everyone. If you need to take a picture, just take a picture. No individuals, no signing.